Remembering Wes Unseld. I'm Dave Johnson. Simply put, one of the finest men I have ever known. Unseld died on Tuesday at the age of 74. A member of basketball's Hall of Fame, one of the NBA's 50 greatest players of all time. Along with Wilt Chamberlain, only players in NBA history to win Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season. A large man, 6'7", 245 pounds when he played, and in so many ways, larger than life. But he didn't act that way. In a 2017 interview, when he was told he was, in many ways, the face of the Bullets franchise.
I would say they need to get a new face. But it means a lot. I don't want to downplay everything, but it was important when it was happening and at the time. And if there are those out there as old as I am that can still remember it, then that's nice.
Well, how could anybody forget Wes Unseld? He helped make the Bullets one of the best teams in the NBA in the 1970s. And in 1978...
maybe a half a dozen games before we dimped into the playoffs, everybody was healthy. And at that point right there, I think we knew there might be somebody that could beat us, but they had their jobs, a full day's work ahead of them.
Long jumper off the back of the rim. Unseld, the long rebound. Shovels to Dandridge. Warm up the Fat Lady. Warm up the Fat Lady. The Bullets are going to win. 3 seconds, 2, 1 second. There it is. For the first time in 36 years, Washington, D.C. has a major sports world champion. The Washington Bullets have won it all in 7 games.
Washington. First in war, first in peace, and finally, first in the NBA.
The one and only Frank Herzog on the call of the 1978 championship when the Bullets defeated the Seattle Supersonics in 7 games. Wes Unseld was the MVP of the 1978 NBA Finals. And before that final game, Unseld and Herzog went out to eat.
Wes and I became friends over 3 years, and we would go out on the road. We'd go out to dinner together, keep each other out of trouble. So the night before the 7th game in Seattle, we go to this restaurant. He orders calf's liver smothered in mushrooms. And I made a face, and he said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "I'm sorry, Wes, I can't stand liver." And he said, "I can't either. Why do you think I had it smothered in mushrooms?" And I said, "Well, if you can't stand it, why are you eating it?" And he said, "Frank, ever since I was a kid, people have told me if you got a big game, eat liver." He said, "My mom used to say, big game, eat liver. I figure this is the biggest game of my life, so I'm going to eat liver."
And of course, it worked. For all his accomplishments in basketball, Wes Unseld was extremely proud of the Unseld School in Baltimore that he started with his wife, Connie, in 1979. It is still going today, and Unseld, in that 2017 interview, beamed with pride when talking about Unseld School graduates.
What they do here with these kids, with these children, they're not children, young adults, is amazing. And that's why, you know, there's a lot of time, effort, and resources you put into it, but when you get out there and you see them and see what they do and what they become, it's so worth it.
Unseld's daughter Kimberly teaches there, and son Wes Unseld Jr., now an assistant coach for the Denver Nuggets, the first graduate of the school, and in so many ways, a role model for students at the school. Connie Unseld from that 2017 interview.
Yes, academically you want them to do well, but I want social maturity. I want critical thinking. I want you to be able to work within the world and be inclusive and appreciate people. Well, this is what you're going to get.
Yes, we will remember Wes Unseld for what he did on the basketball court, but he contributed to so many lives and our community in so many ways. I'm Dave Johnson.